Lord Jesus, you have reminded me this morning, Lord, once again of my worthlessness.
主啊, 我感谢你在提醒我的软弱。
And you have reminded me, Lord, that you are worthy of all things, Lord.
你也在提醒我你实在是配得一切。
Lord, that I am nothing and that you are everything, Lord.
主啊, 我是无有然而你是一切。
Lord, we know, Lord, that all glory and honor and power belong to you and you alone.
主啊, 我们知道荣耀, 国度, 荣耀, 国度, 能力和荣耀, 都属乎你。
And I pray, Lord, that this morning, that as we share, Lord, that your words might once again flow freely through us.
主啊, 我们祷告, 今天早晨在分享的时候, 你的话语能够自由地释放在这里。
I pray, Lord, that you will hide this unworthy servant behind your cross.
主啊, 愿你来将, 把我这无用的仆人隐藏在你里面。
And we give you all the glory and honor.
要把荣耀和尊贵的献给你。
And ask these things in your precious and holy name.
我们将祷告, 奉你宝贵得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹, 早安。
So, as you know, a few brothers, we've been asked to share on last week's WCCC.
也你们知道, 我们几位弟兄要来交通我们上一周在西岸特会所领受的。
And I really thank the Lord for speaking to us through the conference, at least to me.
实在感谢主在特会中向我们,特别是向我说话。
And the one thing that I have taken away from this conference is that the kingdom and the power and the glory needs to be a reality in my life and our lives.
我在这个特会中所学习到的就是国度能力和荣耀 应该是在我们生活上能够显明的。
I can't simply utter these words with my mouth or hear it, but it has to be lived in and through my life.
这句话不仅仅是我们听到而已, 应该是能够在我们生命中能够活出来。
So today I would like to share on a few aspects of dynamis of power.
我想今天要来 分享一点点。
And we'll read a few passages.
一点能力的事情, 我们要读一些经文。
Matthew chapter 6,
马太福音第六章,
verse 13,
第十三节,
and I will read first, brother, and then you can read in Chinese. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。 因为国度, 权柄, 荣耀, 全是你的, 直到永远, Amen.
And then we want to read another passage from 1 Corinthians.
我们接下来再读哥林多前书,
chapter 1,
第一章,
verse 25.
第25节.
I will read it. This foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧,神的软弱总比人强壮。
And then another passage from the same book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们再读哥林多前书第二章,
verse 4 and 5.
第四和第五节。
And my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so that you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God.
我说的话,讲的道,不是用智慧委婉的言语,乃是用圣灵和大能的名证,叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧,只在乎神的大能。So,
once again, you know, I thank the Lord that the Lord indeed does rule over all things.
感谢主, 实在他是掌管万有。
And you know this verse from Matthew chapter 6 verse 13, as a kid growing up, and I grew up in India, and I attended Catholic school, and every morning, you know, we had to say the Lord's Prayer, and we would recite this at the end, day and day after, you know, I'd heard it many times.
刚才读到马太福音六章十三节, 当我小的时候我是在印度长大的, 那时候在学校里面, 我们是每天都要读着主的祷告文, 就是当时最后一节, 我们是都在念。
So what I was referring to, you know, we might speak it with our mouth, we might hear it with my ears, as I did, but the reality you know, the Lord once again has reminded me last week that this needs to be real in my life.
虽然说我口中讲出，耳中也听到，但是上一周主在提醒我，这句话必须要在我们生命里面成为实际。
So today, since the time is limited, we'll go into a few aspects of this power.
今天我们时间有限，所以我们我想这经我要讲几点。
First, I want to share just a few facts about what this power is.
首先要分享这个权柄这个的事实是哪些方面。
The first fact is that power belongs to God and only God.
首先就是权柄或者是能力呢是属乎神的，而且是单单属乎神。
He is the sovereign source of this power.
因为他是这个能力的最高的来源。
Even in the Lord's Prayer, when he was teaching his disciples, he acknowledged this. You know, he started off by saying, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
甚至在主教导门徒祷告的这里面，他首先是说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
But then he ended that prayer with the declaration that thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory.
但在祷告结束的时候，他宣告说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
So Jesus himself acknowledged God's sovereign power when he was on earth.
所以主耶稣基督他自己也来承认神最高的权柄。
Also in the Old Testament, we see King David had also acknowledged this.
那我们也看到大卫王在旧约的诗篇里面也这样说过。
In Psalms chapter 62 verse 11, we see that he had said this again.
在诗篇第62篇11节里面，我们看到大卫是这样说。
So I'll read that verse. It says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God.
神说了一次两次我都听见，就是能力都属乎神。
In another translation it says, God has spoken plainly and I have heard it many times, power O God belongs to you.
在另外一个翻译是这样说的，是神说的非常的明白，而且我听见多次，就是能力属乎神。
So once again we realize that this power belongs to God. He's the sovereign power.
所以我们再次看见这能力是属乎神的，因为它是最高的权柄。
The second fact of this verse is also in Matthew 6:13 at the end, where he says, you know, uses the word forever.
那我们刚才读到马太福音六章十三节，最后他讲到说，直到永远。
So once again, I'm reminded that God's power lasts forever. It's not temporary.
所以我们再次被提醒，神的能力是存到永远，而不是暂时的。
The third fact is that we cannot fathom or we cannot measure God's power.
那第三点就是神的能力是超乎我们所能够测量的。
This is one of the characteristics of God that also Brother Sun had mentioned.
这也是在孙弟兄有提到的。
We see many other characteristics such as His mercy, His grace.
因为我们看到神有很多的性格。
That we cannot measure.
都是我们无法测度的，比如说怜悯。
On the other hand, we also know that since we cannot measure it, it can never be depleted or used up.
那另外一个角度来看呢，因为我们无法去测度，所以呢，事实上它的这也是无穷的泉源。
God's power is truly everlasting.
神的能力真是只存到永远。
The next fact is that because of that, we cannot extract this power on our own, or we can't rob God of this power.
另外一点我们要看见的就是我们无法自己自取这个能力，而是也不能强取神的能力。
The Lord has to give it to us or he has to delegate it to us.
这主会他会交付给我们。
Any other form of this power, if you try to do it on our own, we will soon realize that it's temporary and it fades away.
如果我们想要靠着自己来行这个能力的话，我们发现这都会只是暂时的，而且是会失败的。
A small example of this is, you know, on a dark night when we see the full moon, there's light reflected off the moon.
比如说一个例子就是，当一个很黑的晚上，我们当看到满月的时候
，we might look up at the moon and it appears as though it is producing light.
我们看到月亮好像以为是它自己发光。
But the reality is that the moon only reflects the light from the sun.
但是事实上是月亮只是反映太阳的光。
In the same way, when we look at ourselves, we are really nothing.
所以同样的，如果我们看我们自己，我们自己事实上是无有的。
Once again in Psalms chapter 22, David had recognized, Psalms chapter 62, David had recognized this.
我们刚才读过的是诗篇62篇，我们看到大卫也看到了这一点。
In verse 9, he says that if we were to put it on a scale, that our power amounts to nothing. He uses the word saying that is lighter than vanity.
在62篇第9节是这样说的，是放在天平里就必浮起。这里大卫用到这个字，就他们非常的轻，好像也是虚假，比空气还轻。
The next fact we see is that God has given all His power to His Son Jesus.
我们再来看到一点，就是神已经把一切的权柄交给他的儿子主耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 18, or Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, we can see that Jesus, and I'll read this passage, says, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
在马太福音的第22章第18节，主耶稣有说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。”So
even though we could not measure God's power, you know, the Lord was able to, or God was able to put it in the form of Jesus Christ as a human. You know, we could see that demonstrated in Him.
所以虽然我们无法测度神的能力，但我们看见主已经把这个能力交给主耶稣基督。
And this is indeed a great mystery that the Son of God became the Son of Man. He was able to take God's unfathomable power and put it in the form of Christ. You know, this Friday in our Bible study, we were meditating on, you know, what we have seen, what we have heard, and what we have touched.
在礼拜五的查经里面，我们读到，我们交通到说，我们所看见的，我们所听见的，我们所摸着的。
And this indeed was referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Word, who is the Word.
所以这事实上就是指到主耶稣基督自己，或者这个道。
The other fact is that this is an important fact is that God, who rules over all, is ruling and overruling our lives with His sovereign providence.
所以另外一个我们看见的就是神的至高的权力，他也能够在我们之上来掌管我们。
So this is a fact whether or not we choose to accept it.
这是一个事实，是我们不管愿不愿意接受都必须接受的。
But as Christians, I am reminded that this ruling and overruling of God in my life needs to be real.
但是作为一个基督徒，我被提醒到神在我身上所掌管的，真是非常实际。
And I need to be able to declare this with my life, not just with my mouth.
所以我必须要能够宣告这个事实，不仅是用口，而是用我的生活。
And so when Brother Dana Congdon was sharing on this, he was mentioning that we need to recognize that every Christian should be two things.
所以当康登弟兄来教宗说，我们做基督徒要认识到这两点。And
these two things are not optional things, but they are the very foundation of our faith as Christians.
这两点并不是可有可无的，而是在我们基督徒的生命中非常基础的事情。The
first is that we have to be a member of the body of God, of Christ by His grace.
所以我们第一个事实就是，第一个要看见就是我们必须在基督做基督身上的肢体，借着他的恩典。
What I refer to this is an earthly form of membership. But this is, you know, being a member of the body of Christ through His grace and His grace alone.
而是单单靠着他的恩典，我们在基督身上做肢体。Next,
we know that we have to be a servant of the King of Kings.
我们第二件要看见的就是我们必须要做万王之王的仆人。
So as Christians, when I recognize that I am a member of the body of Christ, that I am a servant of the King of Kings, only then can I declare that with my life.
所以我们能够看见是我们是基督身上的肢体，再看见我们是他的仆人，然后我们才可以在生活上显明出来。
So as again in Psalms chapter 62, when King David said, Power belongeth to the Lord, he was able to declare it with his life.
所以我们再次看见在诗篇第62篇, 大卫是用他的生命来显明说，神能力是属乎神。
Brother Congdon also mentioned that David had the single eye.
康春弟兄也讲到说，大卫他有一个专一的眼睛。
You know, the single eye to me is an eye that looks to the Lord for everything.
专一的眼睛对我而言，好像就是我们仰望在所有的事上，在凡事上仰望主。
So when we say that He is everything, it indeed needs to be reflected in my life and our lives.
所以当我们说主是一切的时候，必须在这件事上，在我们生活上能够显明出来。
As Christians, our only source of power comes from the Lord.
因为他一切的能力都出乎他。
Now we will look at two manifestations of God's power.
那我们现在来看看神的能力的两点的显明。
The first is an inward or hidden manifestation.
第一点就是在我们内在的显明。
And I believe the order of this is there is some importance.
我们当复习这时候，我们发现这有一些重要的地方。
As believers, we need to first have this hidden or inward manifestation of the power of God in our lives.
作为一个基督徒，我们在里面应该有这个能力的显明。
And this inward manifestation is through the filling of the Holy Spirit.
里面能力的显明是借着圣灵来充满的。
And as believers, I first and all of us need to learn to wait.On the Lord for this manifestation.
我们作为信徒，首先应该能够顺服神在这方面的显明。
We'll see some passages about this.
我们要读一些经文。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
And verse 48 and 49.
四十八和四十九节。
The Lord says, And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
主说，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
And then, Also, we see that similar thought in Acts chapter 1.
我们在使徒行传第一章也看到类似的记述。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。”
So once again, we see that the power of God is in this manifestation is hidden.
我们再一次看见神的能力在这里所记载，就是内在的能力。
It's an inward action that comes upon the filling of the Holy, by the filling of the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的充满，所以在我们里面产生的能力。
And also, you know, Brother Congdon, he had used an example of one of the Lord's servants. It was Dr. Billy Graham.
康顿弟兄呢也用了一个例子，就是主的仆人Billy Graham.
When he had asked the Lord initially to fill him with the Holy Spirit,
当他一开始要求主的圣灵充满他的时候
apparently, nothing seemed to happen at first.
所以很明显，好像在他身上一开始什么都没有发生。
You know, there was no outward manifestation, and you know, right away.
所以在外面，在他外面并没有什么很大的显明。
Until he began to preach.
但是呢，当他开始传道的时候。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit moved and led many to be saved.
在那时候，圣灵就工作了，也带领很多人信主。
And we have all heard about him, and we have seen.You know, many people come to know the Lord through His ministry.
所以我们也听见也看见有很多人因着Billy Graham 的传道而信了主。
And this is not just Billy Graham, but many of the Lord's servants had to experience the same thing.
这不仅仅只是 Billy Graham 身上，我们很多神的仆人也在同样事情上有所经历。
They had to do three things.
他们要必须要行三件事情。
One is that they sense their need.
第一件事情就是他们必须有感觉到有这样的需要。
They sense the need for this filling, realizing that apart from Him, that they are nothing.
他们必须要能够察觉到，如果离开了主，他们自己是无有的。
Then they also surrendered all things. So they surrendered all things as they waited, realizing that nothing that you know we have can measure up to the Lord. And then thirdly, they asked in faith. Realizing that this is something again that we can never obtain on our own accord. This inward manifestation has to come from the Lord. It has to come from above. We can also see in Acts chapter 2 in the later part of the chapter that you know in the first early church as they waited you know what the Lord has done.
我们也看到在使徒行传第二章那时候早期的信徒们他们如何一起等候主的能力的降临。We've
heard about on the day of Pentecost what had happened.
我们也读到说在五旬节发生了什么事情。The
important thing though from all this is that the early Christians and the Lord's servants did not just simply dwell on this experience of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这里所看见一个重要的事情就是早期的信徒和 主的仆人呢，他们相信呢，的能力是属乎能力是从神而来，而不是自己能够得着的。But
that experience caused them to go forth and live according to God's plan and His will.
但这样的经历，叫他们能够按着主的心意来往前行。In
Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we read.
在使徒行传第二章42节，我们读到。
It says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训,彼此交接,拨饼,祈祷。
The key words here is that they continued steadfastly.
在这里的重要的话语是说他们恒心。
So when I read this, it's again a reminder for me that I need to continue steadfastly in what the Lord has already revealed to me.
所以我在这里就是说，我想到说我必须要能够恒心在主里面。As
Christians, we also need to remember that many times that when we preach the gospel, sometimes we may not see immediate results.
我有时候也被提醒说，我说我们传福音的时候，也许我们没法看见立即的果效。But
the Lord wants us to be faithful and to continue steadfastly and let the Holy Spirit do its work.
但主要我们有信心，能够恒心。
So again, here we have looked at the inward manifestation of God's power. Next, we look at this second manifestation of His power. Which is the exceeding greatness of His power to those who believe.
就是他那极大的能力在信的人身上显明何等的大。
Again, it's an exceeding greatness of His power to those of us who believe. And this revelation only comes to us by the Holy Spirit.
这个显明呢,只有借着圣灵才能够得着。
Let's read a passage from the book of Ephesians.
我们来读, 以弗所书,
and verse 17 to 20. Oh, sorry, chapter 3, verse 17 to 20.
第三章的17节到20节。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
以弗所书第三章17到20节，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。 并要神一切所充满的，充满了你们，神能照这运行在我们心里面的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
So we might ask, you know, what is this exceeding great power that believers need to see? So this external manifestation of God's power is through two things. One is the power of resurrection from the dead.
这个极大能力的显明是在两件事上，第一是死里复活。
Next is the power of resurrection that raises us up into life or in life.
第二个就是在极大能力是在他生命里面能够彰显出来。
And at the conference also we were reminded that the same amount of power that caused, you know, Jesus to be raised from the dead and that caused Jesus to be raised up into heaven is that same amount of power that has raised me and each and every one of us from our transgressions and has quickened our dead spirit.
我们在特会中我们认识到这一点，就是那叫主耶稣基督从死里复活的大能，也同样在我们身上，叫我们能够从死亡和过患之中苏醒过来。
It's very important for me as a Christian and as a believer to understand this, that that same power that allowed the Lord to be raised is working and continues to work in mine and our lives.
所以这一点对我们也是很重要的提醒，就是同样的能力，叫主耶稣基督从死里复活的能力，也在我们今天的生命上运行。
You know, this external manifestation of the power of God is indeed very great.
所以这神的能力在我们外在的显明，事实上是非常的浩大。
But you see again, there is a pattern. It started first with the inward manifestation of the filling of the Holy Spirit, followed by this external manifestation.
所以再一次，你看见在这里有一个模式，就是首先是圣灵在里面的充满的内在能力，再来就是外在能力的显明。
Again, I'm reminded that, you know, that many times, sometimes I go through some dry periods in my spiritual walk.
所以我有时候在灵里很干枯干的时候呢，有很多事呢，我被提醒。
And the Lord clearly reminds me that only the Holy Spirit can mortify those deeds and, you know, renew my mind to be that of Christ.
所以再一次主提醒我说，只有圣灵能够让我在主里面再苏醒过来。
So once again, we have seen, you know, two manifestations. One is a hidden and an outward manifestation.
所以我们再次看见两点的显明，就是一个是隐藏式的，一个是外在的。
And the important thing for me and for us to learn from this is that these are only possible that if we abide in the Lord.
所以我们所学到的一个重点就是，这些只有在我们住在主里面才能够成为可能。
I'm reminded time and time again that as a Christian, my victory only comes from abiding in the Lord.
所以我们再次被提醒，我们要能够住在主里面。
It's a two-way thing though. I abide in the Lord and His words, and He abides in me.
这实际上是两方面的，就是我们能够住在主里，主的话也能够住在我们里面。The
Bible continually reminds me that in my weakness, He is made strong.
圣经在提醒我说，当我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。In
the book of John, chapter 15, verse 4.
在约翰福音第14章第4节。
The Lord says, remain or abide, remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me.
Fourteen, or fifteen.
So, you know, I've often wondered why the Lord had used the analogy of a vineyard many times in his, you know, when he was on earth.
有时候我在想，主在他的话里面为什么很多次讲到葡萄树的例子。
You know, this time when we were at the conference, after the conference, my family and I had a chance to just sightsee around that town we stayed in.
在聚会结束之后呢，我们家呢决定在波兰来游玩一下。And we
ended up going to a couple of vineyards.
我们后来也呢去了几处葡萄园。And
it was very beautiful.
非常的美丽。You
know, you saw these green vineyards with the clusters of grapes hanging on them.
我们看见很多的绿葡萄树。
And I've never really cared much for them, but in the past when I've driven by, it's usually in the winter time, and I've seen just dry branches everywhere.
以前呢，我有经过的时候，发现有很多枯干的枝子。
And so I really felt the Lord reminding me two things. One is that even when those branches are dry and there's no leaves and there's nothing on it, there's still life flowing through that vineyard.
所以有两件事情主提醒我是，其中一点就是，虽然那枝子是枯干的，但是它还在葡萄树上，所以还是有葡萄树给它的生命。
As long as those branches are attached to, you know, to the vine, even in the dry season, there are nutrients flowing through it into the branches.
虽然在干旱的季节里面，只要这枝子是连在树上的，那就有树的生命供应到给这个枝子。
And to me, that kind of reminds me of this inward manifestation of the Holy Spirit that people don't necessarily see initially.
所以好像这点提醒我是我们一般人所没有看到，就是里面的一种内里的能力。
But we see that it is working in us.
但是我们可以看见是在我们身上运行。
And then later on, you know, in the season, when the right season comes, the branches blossom out, put out buds, and flowers, and leaves, and then of course the fruit comes last.
所以那后来呢，当时候到的时候，我们就要看看枝子要结果子，开花结果。
That to me again reminds me of that outward manifestation.
那么那个就提醒我，这是一个外在的显明。
Where the Lord is able to produce that fruit for His glory.
就是主为着他的荣耀能够结出这些果子。
But once again, we remember it both works both ways. We remain in Him, but His words have to remain in my life and our lives.
所以我们再次看见，这是两方面的工作，就是我们要能够住在祂里面，主的话就能够住在我们里面。
So what the Lord is telling me is that power needs to be made manifest by the spirit of obedience in my life.
所以主提醒我说，要我能够在生活上能够顺服圣灵，能够才能产生能力的彰显。
You know, I might say it with my mouth that I love the Lord, and we sing it many times.
也许我能够用口说，用唱很多次说，主啊，我爱你。
But the Lord really says that if I love Him and if we love Him, that we ought to keep His commandments.
但主实在是告诉我们说，若我们爱他，我们就要遵守他的命令。
So again, I'm reminded that only by keeping His commandments can I then truly say that I love the Lord.
所以我被提醒说，能够遵守他的命令，我们才是真正的说我主啊，我爱你。
So again, you know, we have seen these two manifestations of the power of God, and my prayer is that, you know, that we will continue to experience the reality of this in my and our lives.
现在我们看见说神的能力在我们身上两方面的显明，我的祷告是，真是主继续在我们生活上有工作。
You know, both in our individual lives,
不仅是个人的生活,
our family,
我们家庭的生活,
and our church life,
以及教会的生活。
May this power be made manifest.
愿这能力能够被彰显出来。
And may the Lord bless the sharing of this word.
愿主能够祝福我们所交通的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
这次那个西安特会是非常的丰富啊。
This West Coast Christian Conference was very rich.
这个主题是根据主导文最后一句，因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，阿门。The
theme was based on the last verse of the Lord's Prayer. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
陈锡珍弟兄分享的是国度是你的。Brother
Christian Chen shared upon yours is the kingdom.
Dana 是权柄是你的。
And Brother Dana shared upon the yours is the power.
江弟兄分享是荣耀是属于神的。
And Brother Com shared upon yours is the glory.
孙弟兄和王国显是在祷告的生活中，还有教会的生活中，我们怎么样来彰显这三点？
And Brother Sasan and Wang shared upon the church. The life the church should have, and also the prayer the church should have.
我们这个三位弟兄，Stephen 分享权柄，我分享荣耀，等一下英欢弟兄会给大家分享国度。
And our brother Stephen just shared upon the power, and brother Diwei going to share upon the glory, and I will share upon the kingdom.
我分享内容哦。 基本上是从江弟兄的三篇信息出来的。
And my sharing is based on three messages by Brother Kong.
就是我的理解啊。
That's based on my understanding.
首先江立兄第一篇讲到什么是荣耀。
And in his first message, he mentioned that what is glory?
我感觉到有一点啊，特别能触动我的话，就是说我们哦是非常非常需要看见神的荣耀。
And one thing that touched me greatly was we really need to see the glory.
江立兄提到的是荣耀的神和神的荣耀的显现是一切属于神事物的开始。
And Brother Kong mentioned that the appearing of the glory of God and God's glory is the beginning of all spiritual matters.
在圣经中你都会记到看到这样的记载，就是说当人看见神的荣耀的时候他就不能不改变。
And in the Bible, we can see the records that if a person truly sees the God's glory, then that person has to change.
他必须离开原来旧的东西，然后进入新的。
He has to leave behind all things he had, and he has to enter into the things that is new.
神的荣耀呢，总是那个开始。
And God's glory is that beginning.
江弟兄举到几个例子哦，关于这个亚伯拉罕。还摩西的例子。
Brother Kong mentioned the examples of Abraham and Moses.
亚伯拉罕当时在乌尔地拜偶像，荣耀的神向他显现，他就离开乌尔地去了迦南地，他整个改变他生活。
And Abraham was idol worshippers in the land of Chaldean and Ur. And when the appearing of the glorious God to him, and he left the land of idols and went to Canaan.
摩西也是这样子，摩西看见神在禁忌火焰中向他显现，然后他就回去拯救以色列人，改变了他生活。
And so did Moses, after the appearing of the burning bush to Moses, and he has a great change in his life, and he went to Egypt to deliver his people.
江弟兄特别提到一点，就是关于我们每个人的经历，就是我们得救的经历。
And Brother Kong also mentioned one point that is concerning every one of us, and that is our experience of salvation.
我们原来听福音福音只是一些字句道理，我们不会软变的。
When we first heard about the gospel, if that was just a mere words to us, then we won't change.
但有一天神向我们显现，或者神把他的儿子启示在我们心里的时候，我们就得救了。
It's not until one day when the Lord appeared to us or God revealed His Son in our hearts, then we will change.
所以说的话，神的荣耀的显现是一切属灵生命的开始。
Therefore, the glorious appearing of God is the beginning of all spiritual matters.
我们非常需要看见这个荣耀，这是对我打动我的。
And we really need to see that. That touched me greatly.
江弟兄还提到一点，当主耶稣来的时候，当时以色列的圣殿里缺了一样的东西，就是神的约柜缺了。
And Brother Kong also mentioned one point that when Jesus came to this world, and in the temple then, and there was one thing lacking, and that is the ark.
神的约柜代表着神的同在，也代表着神的荣耀。
And the ark of God represents God's presence and also His glory.
以色列人外面的宗教的仪式都是照旧，没有任何改变，但是缺了一样，神的荣耀不在他们当中。
So for the people of Israel, they still have outward religious rituals, and yet inside there is no God's glory.
如果我们没有神的荣耀，没有神的同在在我们当中，我们所有的聚会、所有的服事都会变成宗教的形式。
If we do not have God's presence without His glory, then all our meetings will become just religious rituals.
所以我们一定要寻求神的荣耀。
So we need to seek His glory.
但江弟兄还提到旧约神的荣耀和新约神的荣耀不太一样。
And brother also mentioned that there's a difference between the glory in the Old Testament and also the glory in the New.
在旧约中神的百姓只能看到神的背，看不到神的脸。
The saints in the Old Testament, they can only see the back of the God, and they couldn't see his face.
因为没有一个人看到神的面呢能够存活的。
Because no one can survive seeing God's face.
但是新约感谢主，基督耶稣作为神的荣耀呢，来到了地上。
But in the New Testament, we thank the Lord because Jesus Christ is the glory of God and He came to this world.
我们看见了主耶稣，就看见了神的荣耀。
When we see our Lord Jesus Christ and we see the glory of God,
主耶稣就是神的面。
And Jesus Christ is the face of, is the countenance of God.
神的荣耀彰显在主耶稣的面上。
And God's glory was shining through the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神的话要我们敞着脸来看主的荣耀，就从他啊改变哦，荣上加荣，仿佛从主的灵呢变成。
And the Bible tells us that we need to see our Lord Jesus with an unveiled face, and so that we can be transformed from glory to glory, just as be changed by this, by the Spirit.
So, 我觉得对我来说，这个很重要的一点就是，我们一定要寻求来看见主的荣耀。
So to me, it is very important that we really need to seek to see the glory of the Lord.
活在主的荣耀中。
And we need to live in His glory.
那么江弟兄最后说，下面，那么什么是神的荣耀？
So our brother continued to share what is the glory of God.
他讲到两点，非常非常的这个啊精辟，我觉得啊。
And he,
到三点。
He mentioned three points which I think is very concise.
第一点，神的荣耀是神性格的彰显。
And first of all, the glory of God is the manifestation of His character.
你知道神的爱啊，神是爱，神是公义的，神是圣洁，神是慈爱，神是啊。非常纯洁的。
And we know that the God is a love, God is a righteous, and the God is a holy, and the God is very pure.
但是神的这些特性是无限的，没有人能够测度。
And yet all his this character is unlimited, nobody can comprehend.
但当你看见神的荣耀的时候，就仿佛所有这些性格彰显在里面。
And but when we see the glory of God, as if all these characters has been manifested.
所以它是神性格的彰显。
So it is a manifestation of God's character.
不光是客观的，江林兄说，这也是主观的。当我们看到主耶稣的哦，神的荣耀的时候，神的荣耀呢，会哦，靠着圣灵呢，会在我们当中哦，我们里面组织在我们里面，使我们哦，也像他的性格。
And this is not just something objective, but that is very subjective. And when we see His glory and by the work of the Holy Spirit, His character will be constituted in us.
So, 我们也能改变
so that we can also change.
第二点，神啊，将来就是神的荣耀是指的神的作为。
And the second point, our brother mentioned that the glory of God is concerning His work.
他讲到啊两点，一个是神创造的作为。
And concerning his work, there are two points. One is about his creation.
你看见这个自然界，看见这个世界哦，这个神的创造，你不由不得敬拜神。太荣耀了。
When we look at nature, and it is his creation, and we have to bow down and give him worship it because it's so glorious.
但有一点哦，大家好像不太重视，就是另外一点哦，是神救赎的作为。
And the another aspect of his work is the work of his salvation.
是神这个恩典的作为。
It's the work of his grace.
当这个所有这个人类堕落以后，神来拯救，赐给我们恩典，使我们回转到神面前。这个作为比神创造的作为更伟大。
And when man failed, and God came to save us and give us grace, and this work of salvation is greater than the work of his creation.
当你看到这个作为，一个罪人在神的恩典中，就有一天变成神的这个变成圣徒，满有神的荣耀，这个我们就要敬拜神。
And we can see that a sinner who have been because of God's grace, one day they will become a saint, and then they can be brought into glory. We have to because of that we need to worship God.
还有最后一点，他说的，神的荣耀是指的神的满足。当神心满意足的时候，那就显出荣耀来。
And the third point is that God's glory is about His satisfaction. When He is satisfied, then His glory will be manifested.
讲到两个例子，就是说摩西造会幕，还有所罗门造圣殿这两件事情。
And the two examples were when the tabernacle was built by Moses, and also the temple was built by Solomon.
当摩西还是所罗门，他们是严格的照着神的指示一点。一滴的去造这个会幕或者是圣殿，没有一点是按照自己的意思在造，完全是遵守神的命令来造。
And Moses and Solomon closely followed God's instruction to build the tabernacle and also the temple. They didn't do it according to their own will or plans.
所以说，这个完全满足了神的心意，因为是完全按照神的方法来做的。
And that fully satisfied God's heart and will, and because they did it according to His instructions.
没有一点人的意思，所以说神就心满足了。
And there was nothing out of man, so God's heart was satisfied.
当这个会所造成的时候，神的荣耀就充满了会所。
When the tabernacle was built and his glory filled the tabernacle.
所以说是三点。
So these are three points.
但是有一点江弟兄提到神的荣耀不是我们这些一些谈话的课题。
And our brother also mentioned that God's glory is not something we talk about.
不是一些这个我们心思上的一些操练而已。
It's not just an exercise of our mind.
一定要做我们生命的实际。
It has to be a reality in our lives.
我们一定要去经历的。
We need to experience that.
不然的话我们是为神呢、啊、做假见证的。
Then we'll give a false testimony.
他一再提到这一点自己。
He repeatedly mentioned that point.
他讲到一点就如果我们说我们看见了神的荣耀。
He also mentioned that if we say we have seen the glory of God.
那么必须是你的生活要改变。
And that will result a change in your lives.
你的生活如果不改变、哦、你是没有看见神的荣耀。
If you have not experienced the change in your lives, then that means you have not seen the glory of God.
另外的话你必须我们必须要经历他的恩典。
And on the other hand, we also need to experience his grace.
还有呢我们的生活呢我们要显出神所满意的那种生活。
And also our lives need to manifest the way that can satisfy God.
我想孙弟兄在分享的时候也提到很多在实际上我们怎么样来改变、哦、我们的生活作为个人还有这个团体。
And Brother Sons sharing, he also mentioned that what we can experience the change in individual lives as well in the corporate life.
大家我想具体的话我想请大家去听一下磁带听一下那个录音。
So for details, please listen to the messages.
好。时间的缘故我这个我就交通到这下面哦第二篇哦江弟兄讲到是荣耀是属于神的。
So that will conclude my sharing on the first message, and then I will continue on the second message. And that means the topic for the second message is that the glory belongs to God.
这篇信息哦也都是非常非常的内涵非常非常多哦。
And for that message, it was also very rich in content.
这个而且其他的讲员也讲到这一点。
And that has been also mentioned by other speakers.
这是讲到这个讲到这个魔鬼堕落的来历。
And it talks about the reason how the Satan fell.
这个神为什么要造人？
And the reason why God created man.
这整个神创造的这个。有点这个历史
and the history of God's creation.
这篇信息的话我想 请很多人去听听磁带听听那个录音
and I would like to encourage your brothers and sisters to listen to the message.
因为我发现很多年轻弟兄经过这个信息眼界大开
and I realized that the many younger brothers and sisters who after listening to this message they, their eyes were open.
因为知道我们被造的目的
and knowing that the purpose of our creation.
简单的说句话神创造我们哦像创世纪第一节说起初神创造世界第二节造到天地第二节起初神创造天地第一节第二节地是混沌空虚渊面黑暗神的灵运行在水面上。
And that is, that is referred back to Genesis chapter 1. And when verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. And in verse 2, it said that the earth became void and empty.
讲就讲的从第一节到第二节经历了很多事情 有很多事情发生。
So between these two verses, many things have happened.
这是神的第一个创造。
And this is God's first creation.
完了以后神是第二个创造。
And after that, there was a second creation.
第一个是创造的一件事情主要的一件事情是魔鬼堕落。
And so in the first creation, the one thing happened that was the, Satan fell.
这个神创造了这个一个第一个就是天使长，魔鬼的前身是一个天使长。
And before it became as the devil, it was an archangel.
他神给他了。可以就说像圣经上说 他是无所不备 智慧充足全然美丽的。
And that was, he was described as he was made perfect, he was beautiful, full of wisdom.
先开始的时候啊神托付他很多的这种责任。
So in the beginning, God has entrusted him many responsibilities.
他非常美丽啊然后有很多的恩赐然后他跟神啊又非常的接近。
He was very beautiful, was given many gifts, and he was very close to God.
但是他因为呢，因为他这个地位的高老，他自己就骄傲了。
And because he was exalted and he became proud.
江弟兄讲到一点，就是他觉得自己啊，比所有的天使都高。
And Brother Cole mentioned one point that he felt like the archangel felt that he himself was higher than any others.
他也对别人有了暴力。
And there's a violence in him.
所以说他因为自己骄傲了，要抢夺神的位置，结果神就把他从天上赶到了地上。
And because he became proud and he would like to grab the place of God, and he was chased down to the earth.
这次江弟兄说的说啊，他的目的就是说，荣耀是专一的属于神的。
And the purpose of our brother sharing was the glory belongs to God only.
但是在神的第一个创造中，天使长呢抢夺了神的荣耀。
And yet in the first creation, the archangel tried to grasp the glory of God.
他因为自己心里骄傲，要跟神同等。
Because the pride in his heart, he would like to be equal with God.
结果呢，他堕落了。
And as a result, he fell.
他把自己呢变成了神的仇敌。
And he turned himself to the enemy of God.
江弟兄说的话，神没有造魔鬼啊，神造的是天使长，但是天使长自己呢，变成了神的对头。
And Brother shared that God did not create the devil, but yet God only created the archangel, and the archangel turned himself to be the enemy of God.
但我们神为什么造人？其中主要一个目的就是通过人呢打败这个魔鬼。
And so why did God create man? And the purpose of that is God would like to use man to defeat the enemy.
我可能不要再多说这方面，请大家还是去听一下录音，这个非常的丰富哦。
I think I won't elaborate more on this. Please listen to the messages and you will find out details.
Yeah. 我要说的是话，很多年轻人啊，听到这个都觉得眼界得到了开启。
And what I want to say is because many young brothers and sisters, when they heard this, their eyes were opened.
因为我们每个基督徒哦，有很大的责任。
Because for each Christian, we do have a very great responsibility.
好，我下面我想还是分享一下第三篇，这个对我的触动最大，我觉得。
Okay, I will continue to share on the third message that touched me greatly.
第三篇说，我们作为基督徒，神的儿女，怎样荣耀神？
And the third message mentioned that is children of God, how shall we glorify God?
江弟兄哦，讲到跟我们讲荣耀神的路。
And our brother shared with us the way to glorify God.
也是我们得荣耀的路在哪里？
And that is the way for us to gain glory.
江弟兄讲到这个腓立比书二章五到十一节。
And our brother mentioned that in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to verse 11.
我想很多弟兄姊妹这都很熟了这个。
I think this is very familiar to many brothers and sisters.
你们当以基督的耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上，所以神将他升为至高。
Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
江弟兄讲到这个得荣耀这个，他是根据这个经节来讲，讲了三点。
And our brother shared three points based on this passage concerning to gain glory.
一个是要虚己，就是倒空自己。
And one point is that we need to empty ourselves.
像主耶稣基督一样，他倒空了自己，变成了人的样式。
Just like Jesus Christ, how he emptied himself to become a man.
他是神的荣耀，神本性一切的丰盛呢，都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
He was the glory of God, and all God's abundance was in him in a bodily form.
他跟神是同等的。
And he was equal with God.
但是主耶稣谦卑自己呢，把所有与神有关的荣耀、尊贵、权柄全放掉了。
And because of our Lord emptied himself, and he was willing to let go all the glory and honor related to his divinity.
他变成了一个人，他变成了一个人。
And he became a man.
而且这是第一点哦。
And that's the first point.
第二点是哦，这样你说取了奴仆的形象。
And he said, the second point was, he took up the form of a bond servant.
不，这点对我来说是比较有提醒，就是。
And that is a reminder to me.
就是说，主耶稣在外头是个完全变成了个人呐。
And it says that outwardly our Lord has become a man.
但是他里面呢，他的心思意念，他的整个里面的态度呢，是个奴仆的态度。
And inwardly, in his mind, he was a mind of a bond servant.
他从来不认为自己是自由的。
And he had never thought himself as free.
他是没有权利的。
And he didn't have his own rights.
他完全是要为神而活着。
And he completely would like to live for God.
我也给大家承认，我自己啊，对这个从经历上啊，我体验是有限的。
And I have to confess that in my experience, I understand this very little.
这是主耶稣真的是谦卑的那个样式。
And this is the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有一点哦，他讲的非常对我来非常提醒，就是说这个奴仆的形象哦，最主要的是什么？是这个耳朵。
And one point he mentioned that was a great reminder to me. What is most concerning the bond servant? It is concerning his ear.
提到这个希伯来书里说，祭物礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通了我的耳朵。
And he mentioned that in the book of Hebrews, he says that the sacrifice and the burnt offering you are not pleasing to you, and you have opened my ear.
就主耶稣来到，他成了一个奴仆，但是就做一个奴仆哦。最重要的一个器官是什么？耳朵。因为有了耳朵的话，他要听主人的话，来顺服主人的命令。这是一个奴仆要做的事情。
And because our Lord has come to be a bond servant, and what's the most important thing to be to a bond servant is a ear to hear. And so he came to hear the voice of God.
像弟兄讲的一个例子就是说，如果你们当中谁有一个仆人啊，他不听见你的话，你说话他都不听。但是他好像很爱你哦，很像愿意侍奉你，但是他听不见你的话，他总是照着他自己的想法，认为哦，你要这个，你要这个来侍奉你，你会怎么办
？And our brother used an illustration. He said that if you have a servant and he seems to love you, but he does not listen to you, and you want him to do this and that, and he would like to do according to his own will, and what will you do?
他说哦，你大概马上就会辞退他了。就解雇他了。
I think you immediately you will fire him.
江弟兄讲这个是我们侍奉的例子。
And that is our it talks about our service.
我们如果不听见神让我们做什么，我们只是在外面去做，神的心会怎么想
？If we do not hear what God says and we just do it outwardly, and what do you think God will think?
Yeah, 这个对我们很大的提醒。
And this is a great reminder to us.
啊，第三点，江弟兄讲就是说。他在里面是个奴仆，但是他生活上啊，完全是顺服神啊，谦卑自己，听神的话。
And our brother also shared that inwardly he was a servant, and outwardly he was completely obedient to God.
这三点哦，我想你们要去听听这个录音，江弟兄讲的非常非常的这个好。这个我只能讲一点点。
I think these three points are very, very good, and brothers and sisters, please listen to the messages.
他说，谁是神要荣耀的人
？And he also said that who are the ones God would like to glorify?
必须有这三点。
And those are persons who possess these three points.
谁愿意倒空自己？谁愿意取奴仆的形象？谁愿意在外面的生活中谦卑顺服？神要荣耀这样的人。
And God would like to glorify those who would like to empty themselves and would like to take the form of a bond servant and also would like to be obedient in our life to God's will.
他讲到我们得荣耀的路啊，不是往上走啊，往上爬，而是往下走。 下往下往下一直到死。
And he mentioned that the way to gain glory is not go way up up up, and rather is the way to go down and down.
这个地方他提到就是说，现在哦，现在这个十字架的这个道已经没有人愿意听了。
And he mentioned that the message of a cross seems not that many people would like to listen.
我们传福音哦，都是传这个社会福音。
And when we preach the gospel, it seems we are preaching the gospel of prosperity.
这个讲成功神学。
And we talk about the theology of success.
这个
prosperity.
一讲这个很多人听，讲十字架没有人来听。
If we talk about the gospel of prosperity, many people will listen. But they talk about the message of a cross, and nobody would like to hear.
让弟兄听啊，在神看来，没有十字架，没有冠冕，没有荣耀。
And from our brother Sharon, he did mention that without cross, there is no glory, no crown.
So, 江弟兄说，我们要一而再、再而三地强调十字架。
And so he said that we need to repeatedly emphasize the cross.
然后又讲到这个活祭。
And he also mentioned the living sacrifice.
我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
And he mentioned that we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
哇，时间！我再简单提啊，下面江弟兄讲到啊，荣耀神的路啊，讲到啊几点，我想我就不提了。
The following our brother shared that how to glorify God, and he had a few points, and I don't think I would like to mention that.
不，最后我想提到一点啊，江弟兄最后讲到一个警告。
But the lastly, I would like to mention one point that was a warning.
关于神的荣耀的问题。
Concerning the glory of God.
他说哦，在历史上哦，他就是要有两种荣耀。主耶稣有两个荣耀。
And he said that our Lord has two glories.
一个是他在神格里那个荣耀。
And that one glory is in the Godhead.
他是作为神的儿子那个荣耀。
And that glory.Of his being the Son of God.
那是在创造世界以前，他和父的荣耀。
And that is the glory he shared with the Father before the foundation of the world.
这个荣耀是只有父子圣灵有的，没有人能跟他们分享。
And that glory was exclusively for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nobody can share that.
另外一个荣耀是神作为人，主耶稣作为人子这个荣耀。
And the other glory is our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of Man.
是因为他谦卑自己，神将他升为至高，成为万王之王，万主之主。
And because he humbled himself and he was exalted by God and he became the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
这个是。主耶稣作为人子的荣耀，这个荣耀是我们可以分享的。
And that is the glory of our Lord being the Son of Man, and that's the glory that we can share.
也是神要带我们进去的。
And that is the glory that we are led into.
但是他讲到历史上有很多奥秘派。
And he also mentioned that in the church history there have been many mystics.
犯了错误。
And they make a mistake.
他们追求与神联合到一定程度，他们苦待自己的身体，打自己的身体，折磨自己的身体，一直都快要死的样子。
And they made a mistake. They would like to be in union with God, and they kind of disciplined their bodies, and they were very harsh on their physical bodies.
为的是要制服己身呢，跟神联合。
And they would like to discipline bodies so that they can be united with God.
最后呢，他们能够进入神格。
And eventually they were hoping to enter into the Godhead.
跟神一样。
And to be like God.
举了个例子，就是盖恩夫人。
And the example was given was Madame Guyon.
盖恩夫人，很多人很羡慕她，但是在她的那个教导里有异端的成分。
And Madame Guyon was admired by many, and yet in her teaching there's some some heresies.
他这个讲到与神联合到这种程度，就是说人可以变成神。
And she was talking about to be united with God to the point that man could become God.
特别讲到他有时候是说我们是一滴水，然后慢慢慢慢流，最后流到大海，与大海融合，分不清是谁是谁。
And she mentioned that in his one of her poems, saying that we are just like a drop of water, and we continue to flow and flow till we enter into the ocean, and then to that point you cannot distinguish what is ocean and what is that drop of water.
就他们跟神完全融合在一起。
And that means it's a complete union with God.
啊，这种教导在现代还是出现，还有。
And that kind of teaching we still see that kind of teaching today.
警告我们，我们永远是人。神永远是神，我们不能变成神。
The warning, the reminder was, we are always a man, and God is always God. Man cannot become God.
对不起，林宽只有五分钟了。
I think it's less than 5 minutes.
事实上，比五分钟还少。
Okay. Brother would like me to share a little bit concerning the kingdom.
弟兄要我来教他们一点国度的事情。
But I think that has been shared by brothers, so I will just briefly mention 3 points.
我想弟兄们已经教通一些，所以我就简短教通三点。
Yeah, the first one is God's will is to use man to reclaim the lost territory and bring in the kingdom.
第一点就是神要用人来恢复这失去的国度。
Our brother already shared the purpose of why God created man.
我们弟兄们已经交通说，为什么神要造我们
？So that is so our salvation is not just for ourselves. There is a great higher, greater purpose.
所以救恩不只是为了我们自己，而是有一个更高的旨意。
And the second point is the inauguration of the kingdom was on the Pentecost, and the public establishment of the kingdom is at the return of Christ.
那第二点呢，就是国度的起头呢是在五旬节的时候。那国度的实际是在主耶稣基督回来之后，国度公开的显现是在主耶稣基督回来之后。
So man failed, man when God first created man, man did not reach God's purpose.
所以当神造人的时候呢，人并没有能够完成神的旨意。
And yet we thank the Lord, our Lord came, the Word became flesh.
但是我们感谢主，主是来到世上，道成了肉身。
And when our Lord preached the message, he said, "Repent, the kingdom is near."
当主耶稣来到世上，他说：“你们要悔改，因为天国近了。”
And the king was there, and yet the kingdom, his kingdom was not yet ready.
国王来了，但是他的国度却没有预备好。
And because he didn't yet have his people or his territory.
因为那时候他并没有属他的百姓和属他的。
It was not until the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the Pentecost.
那直到圣灵在五旬节的时候工作。
And on the 120 disciples.
在120个门徒身上。
And that was the inauguration of the kingdom.
那时候国度就开始了。
And our brother Colin also mentioned that.
江弟兄也提到这一点。
And he said that the public establishment, the public establishment of the kingdom.Won't happen until the return of the Lord.
他也说到说，这国度公开的显明是要等到主耶稣基督再来。
And that between his return, we do have this kingdom reality.
在他再来之前呢，我们是有国度的实际。
And so the third point is of encouragement from Brother Kong.
所以第三点是 encouragement, 是张弟兄给我们的一个鼓励。
If we liveIn the kingdom reality now.
如果我们现在就住在国度的实际里面
，and we will reign and rule with Christ in the kingdom.
我们就会在那个国度里面和基督一起作王。
So brothers and sisters, as we know that the Lord's return is very near.
正如弟兄们讲到的，我们知道主的再来非常临近。
And yet we do not just passively waiting for His return.
然后我们并不是很单单的被动的等候他的回来。
And we need to actively prepare ourselves for his return.
我们必须主动的预备我们自己为着他的回来。
Even now, we should live in the reality of kingdom.
就在现在，我们就应当住在国度的实际里面。
Our brother used the verse in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
我们弟兄用在马太福音第11章里面的经文。
He said that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent man.Take it by force.
那也讲到说，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
If we would like, we are to live in the reality, then we need to be denying ourselves.
所以我们若要能够住在国度的实际里面，我们必须要能够舍己。
I think because of time, I might just share these three points.
我想因为时间的限制，我就交通这三点。
And I originally still have some burden to share two other speakers, Brother Sun and Brother Wang's message concerning the practical side of how to put the kingdom and the power and the glory into practice.
我虽然还有一些负担，我还有一些负担想要交通一些这个实际方面的事情。
Yeah, but praise the Lord, we have the message available online.
但是时间呢不够的，但是感谢主，我们这些信息呢在网上都有。
Yeah, encourage brothers and sisters to listen.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹们能够去听。
Let's have a word of prayer.
好，我们一起低头一点祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，赞美你。
Because yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永远。
Lord, I do pray that you will attract our hearts.
主啊，我们感谢你能够训练我们。
主啊 ，so that we can truly see your glory.
好好叫我们能够真的看到你的荣耀。
And we can experience your power.
我们能够经历你的能力。
And we can also offer the kingdom up to you.
我们能够把国度来献给你。
Lord, I pray that you will prepare your church.
主啊，我们祷告你能够预备你的教会
，so that in our individual lives，
好叫我们在个人的生活里面
，and also in our church life，
也在我们教会的生活里面
，you will truly gain the kingdom and the power and the glory。
啊，你能够真实的得着国度、权柄和荣耀
，and your name will be exalted。
啊，你的名，你的名能够得到高举
，and we will be truly prepared for your return。
我们能够真实的预备好来迎接你的回来。
We thank you for the time we can fellowship before you。
我们感谢你，我们在你面前有交通的时间。
May your Holy Spirit continue to do your work of interpretation in our hearts.
愿你的圣灵继续在我们内心做引领和解释的工作。
Continue to do your work in us.
继续在我们身上做工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主啊，弟兄们用很简短的很精辟的话语，再把这个特会的信息和我们复习一次。
We thank the Lord that our brothers used concise words to once again review the conference with us.
感谢主也赐给我们早上能够享受他的供应的时间。
We also thank the Lord that we're able to enjoy the time He has provided us.
好，我们今天一开始呢，我们还是欢迎一下第一次到主日聚会的朋友们。
We'll begin by welcoming brothers and sisters or friends who are here for the first time.
从我最右手边第一排开始，如果你第一次来的话，请你站起来自我介绍一下。
We'll begin on our far right. If this is your first time here, please stand up and introduce yourself.
好，如果没有，我们就换到右手边第二排。
If there's no one, we'll move to our middle right section.
好，都来过哈。好，那我们这边有一位。
弟兄姐妹们大家好，我是来自海南岛的，我的名字叫 Smile， 今天是我的第一次来在这边，而且我今天非常的开心，谢谢大家。
好，感谢主，欢迎你。
Welcome here.